Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Since the mapping of the human genome, scientists have advanced to studying specific individuals. Michael Palladino, an associate professor of biology at Monmouth University School of Science, explains.
The Human Genome Project was an international effort to identify all genes in humans, and it resulted in a roadmap of our genetic composition. Now many research teams are focusing on personalized genome projects, and we are headed for a day when such projects can be carried out for less than $5,000, and some are striving to complete an individual genome for $1,000 or less in the future. So far, genetic analysis of individuals has been primarily limited to testing for genes involved in particular diseases, but personalized genome projects will provide one with the detailed sequence of their DNA, the arrangement of the chemical bases that are familiar to most people as the A's, G's, T's, and C's of DNA. What will people do with access to their own genetic sequence? Will they understand it, especially if it provides predictive information for disease risk? Currently, there is a cottage industry of companies widely available through the Internet who will do genetic tests based on a skin or hair sample that one can mail to them for analysis. These tests can inform individuals if they have genes that put them at risk for a disease, but the results of such tests are meaningless if one does not understand the information provided to them. Would you want to know about disease genes that you or a loved one might possess, especially if these genes cause a disease for which there is no cure? Equally troubling is that this is an unregulated industry, with no stringent oversight of the laboratory methods used or the results they provide. Some have argued that individuals have a right to know about their genetic makeup. Now the technology will soon make this available. In 2008, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act was signed into law, which is designed to protect Americans against discrimination for employment or insurance based on their genetic information.
That was Monmouth University's Michael Palladino. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Hip, hip, hooray for DNA. It provides the